This podcast is brought to you by PrideNZ.com and made possible through a generous grant from Aotearoa. How would you describe your identity?
Male. Just that. That's just it. Yep. I just so happen to be a trans male. Yep.
Awesome.
Wait, does that identity mean in another sense? Like, anything?
Yeah, any words you might use to describe your identity.
Well, identify as Māori before anything else. Mm.
When did you first become aware that you were trans?
Oh, late 2011. And, yep, I had met first person in Wellington after someone had told me about Schools Out, and I was like, oh, who are they? And they were like, oh, yeah, there's this person, and they're that. And I was like, oh, wow, I think I'm that. And yeah, I kind of went on a travelling bit of figuring out who I was for the past like a year or so, and then yeah, kind of stuck with it now.
So do you feel like either or both of those identities make you a minority within the queer community?
I guess so. Yeah, kind of. Probably. Yeah. Being Takatāpui.
Is there much of a Takatāpui community?
So I didn't know that many until just this year when I had attended Hui Takatāpui, which was one of the best experiences of my life. And I met some amazing people, even people from my own hapu, and they were amazing. And, yep. Yeah, so there is.
Do you want to tell me a bit more about your experience there and why that was so important for you?
Oh god, it was very important to me because as growing up I didn't, and as a Māori person growing up, I didn't know that as a queer person as well I had a place inside my own culture. I had never heard about, you know, a gay Māori person other than that What Now presenter, what's his name?
Tamati
Coffee. And I knew him for so long, but I just thought that he was the only person, he was the only Māori gay person I ever knew. And I was like, wow, what happened to him? Like, what did they do? And yeah. And just the experience was amazing because I got to meet so many people who had gone through the same exact thing, and just everyone coming together and yeah, just learning a bit more about my own culture as well, and myself, and identifying as Takatāpui now instead of just something else.
What does that word mean to you?
It means being Māori before queer is what I think, you know, and then kind of presenting yourself as Māori, and then, you know, on the side you're queer, you know. Or just, yeah, that's kind of what it means to me. And just, like, the history of queer people within my culture and taking on that role and stuff like that.
Is it important to you that there is that history, though, and finding that?
Hell yeah! Yeah, definitely finding it was a... Or finding going on that journey now is one of the best experiences ever. And I feel so great within myself now and better than ever, to be honest. Yeah.
How were you feeling before you kind of found that community and kind of learned about Takatāpui?
Oh, kind of lost, eh? Because I was very, I don't know what you kind of say, like, kind of whitewashed when I grew up. I didn't properly know that I knew that I was Māori and I knew that I was brown, but, like, I didn't know, you know? I was like, oh, I can do all of these things and all of this kinds of stuff and not have, like, repercussions or whatever. I'm going off on a tangent. I just didn't know that I was Māori, that I had a culture that I could grasp and take and learn from. And now that I know that it's there for me, I'm willing to jump in and just grab it. Like, yeah, that's mine.
Are there any, like, particular ways that you're, like, doing that? Like,
I'm definitely keeping in contact with people from Hui Takatāpui. And yeah, going on with that and stuff like that. Also, I met some people there who invited me to a kapa haka group called Te Whanawhana in Wellington, and it's a Takatāpui kapa haka group, And I was very, very happy about that, because actually growing up I never did cover haka because I thought it was stupid, and, you know, I thought everything about my culture was stupid. And now I just love it completely. Mm. And Te Whanawhanas, I went there a couple of times, and yeah, I absolutely adore it, and I'm going back.
What has it been like being like a trans man in the Takatāpui community, and have you had many kind of role models or met many other Takatāpui trans men?
I have not met very many Takatāpui like trans men within the community. Actually, it's really sad. I can't recall a person I've met that was a trans. I have heard of people, but I actually haven't met them yet. So,
Do you feel like that's something that kind of representation or knowing of other people? Like, do you feel like that's something missing, or would it be important to you to have that?
I feel like it would be important, but to be honest, for now, I am just happy being around any Takatāpui people within the community that have stories to tell and, you know, things to teach me, and I think that's enough for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think maybe your like story and your journey could be kind of awesome for other young Māori trans men?
Oh, I hope so. But I've got a few more stories to live myself before I think you know, they should be told. A bit young, a bit too young right now. But, yeah, no, that'd be awesome.
What do you think about the way, I guess, queer and trans people are represented in the media, but particularly maybe people that you might be able to relate to?
All I can think of is Orange is the New Black right now. I think it's okay. I'm not saying it's good. It's not even average, but it's okay. But, you know, we start from here and we go further on, and that's just kind of how it goes. But I don't know. I can't really think of anyone that I could relate to on television or on any type of show right now. But that's okay. I watch shitty shows. It's okay. I hope that it does get better, to be honest, because that'd be great for people. I mean, I did hear about this new Glee trans character, which everyone is very mad about, I believe. It sounds like they got a little bit lazy, and that's kind of where it's just okay. It's okay, it's not good, it's not bad, it's also not average. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'd want it to get better.
What would you like to see more of?
What
would doing better look like?
Queer characters, and not like the normal kind of queer characters that you'd see, like rich or middle class and being able to go through the entire world and still be a bit awesome, but, you know, the real type of queers, do you know what I mean? Like, people who suffer, but also people who don't, and people who have gone through a lot of shit, and disabled people, just, you know, anything would be, I'd love to see that. Mm. I would love to see people like me, I'd love to see people like my friends, you know, and yeah.
So you kind of talked about like the Takatāpui community and that existing being quite important for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is generally being part of some kind of queer community, or as you were coming out, was that quite important for you?
Yeah, it has always been important to me. As soon as I was a young queer and I found out that there was a place that I could go where it would be safe for me, and although it was scary to hear about it and be like, oh, what if there's someone there that I know that could tell anyone, but that never happened. And as soon as I went into the space, and it was amazing and everyone was absolutely nice, it's always been a part of my life and it will always be a part of my life. Mm. I have to be a part of this community. Push myself in. Like, yeah, this is it's the best part of my life so far, as being a part of the queer community in Wellington. Yeah.
Cool. And how did you find that community, or like, have you has it been through like groups or events or online? friends?
Yep. Do you mean how I got into it or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I got into it through Skills Out. So, yeah, through Skills Out and kind of just met people through there and kept on going and kept on going, and then everyone's just of meeting everyone and going other places and going to Hoys and, you know, and stuff like that, and that's really how it started. It started with Skills Out. Oh, actually, no, it didn't. Oh, no, I'm wrong. No, it started at my first, my school's queer group, if you could call it that. It was like two people, and it only lasted about 3 months, but they had known about a place called Schools Out, and I had gone out of my way to go and find it, and so I did. I started off actually at the lower hut, Schools Out, and then they told me that there was one in Wellington, and I was like, I'm out of here. And I started going to Wellington, and then I would actually travel from Upper Hutt after school all the way into Wellington because I loved the people more in Wellington more. And I'd come in here and hang out and have some food and then go get a coffee and then just take a train back on home. And yeah.
And how old were you when you were joining school that?
Oh, I must have been 15. No, I might have been younger. 14, just turned 15, maybe? Mm. Yeah, something around that kind of area. Yep.
So finding that community must have been quite helpful in terms of your kind of, I guess, figuring out your identity and...
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. I mean, I started off in the queer community, someone completely different than who I am today. And, yeah, just as soon as I started meeting, like, trans people and genderqueer people and basically non-binary people, I just kept changing my identities and I went all the way on down the track, and then we found the right one and just got there.
What was it like for you figuring that out and transitioning while at school and with your family and stuff?
It was confusing, but the thing is that I kind of made it a bit easier for myself as soon as I found out that I was trans, I was having a bit of a hard time, and I was in year 12 at school, and so I left. I left and I went to a different high school in Wellington. I made a slideshow for my parents to make them so that I could go, and it took them about a week to come around because I pushed it in their face. I was like, let me go! I heard about Wellington High School and I was like, they're so amazing and everyone's awesome. And as soon as I got there, everyone was awesome. It was an amazing school. And that made it definitely easier because I went from identifying as a cis person in a stupid college in Upper Hutt to identifying as who I wanted to be, and when I was in high school. But that was the hardest year of my life, definitely for my parents, because not only was I learning somewhere else, I was, you know, completely changed. I changed my name on the roll without telling them, and they found out. And I just remember this day where they found out, and my father had come in to talk to the dean about changing it. And one of the deputy principals, she was amazing, she was actually queer as well. And she told the dean, and I heard from him, that she was going to have a go at my father about changing my name. And that's just how amazing they were. They went out of their way to help me. And even though they had to change my name on the roll because of my parents, because I was under 16 at the time? No, sorry, I was under 18, my bad. I had to listen to them. They went out of their way to scrub out my name with a Vivid, my old name with a Vivid, and then put my actual name on for other teachers that would come in, and just when they would print out rolls and you could tick off your name. And it was amazing of them.
Were there other trans students or like a queer community at the school?
Yes, there was. Yes, there were a couple of other trans people, which made it awesome. Mm. Both of them were well known though, without the school. I was not. But it had come out during the year, and that was something that I didn't want. Mm. But it happened because stuff ups had come up on the rolls and stuff like that. But I think I just got through it because people kind of were just like, why should we give a shit? But some people were like, this is weird. And mm-hmm. then, you know, just hung around with people who, like, who gives a shit.
Mm-hmm. So have you experienced much transphobia?
Not that much. No. I can't say I have that much. I think the hardest thing is always coming out to people that you are dating mm. and seeing their response. That is the scariest thing in the entire world. Like, and especially since, I think at a point in the last year I started dating people with outside of the queer community, and yeah, that was the scariest thing in my entire life. Mm. I had to know that they had at least one queer friend, so that was okay. But no, not too much. Really only from family members and stuff like that, and the rest I've always surrounded myself with people that I know will be amazing.
Do you have any advice for other trans people facing that dilemma of telling people that they're dating? So it's probably yeah. something comes up a lot.
You just need to snap and do it. Like, don't do it. Don't ever do it face to face. People might tell you that, but I have never ever done it face to face. Mostly because of violence issues mm-hmm. and just, you know, you could get punched no matter what sexuality you are. Violence can happen mm-hmm. and shouting, and you know, it depends on who the type of person you are. So I've always either called or messaged. Text message is the one I usually use because then I don't have to hear the tone of voice. But yeah, mostly sometimes you'll find that if they are within the queer community, then they usually, most people are pretty cool with it, and it's best just to see, like, track a person out, do you know what I mean? Like, just be like, what do you think of these types of people kind of thing? And that's what I usually did for, so that's my advice.
What do you think are some of the most important issues or things affecting people in the rainbow communities in New Zealand at the moment? What things would you like to change, or where do we still need to?
Education for youth in public schools. That is what I want. That's something I've been thinking about lately. Would be education, well, like, I wouldn't say queer education, but kind of. Because all that kids get taught in school is in sex ed, I guess that's what you call it, straight education about, you know, I want queer identities, and so kids can learn about these things, because just because there might be one of them, you know, you can still help them out. And that would be awesome. I mean, Schools Out does an amazing job of educating kids in public schools, but it's just sad that some schools they do have the right to say no, and they will. And I know of them doing a couple of schools, but I don't know too many. Yeah.
Was there any mention of sexuality or gender diversity in your
health? Nope. No. Nope. Absolutely nothing. I learnt about condoms and how to... I didn't even know. No. We didn't learn how to have sex. We learnt about, yeah, condoms and what you could get from sex.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where would you like to see things go for the Takatapui community?
Ooh, where would I like to go? I want it to grow. I want it to grow bigger. That's what I want. And yeah, for the Takatāpui community, because I know that there are very many little Takatāpuis within the Māori community that just don't know it yet and are being pushed aside and, you know, are being told that this kind of stuff is wrong, and I want education for them. Mm. I want safe spaces for them, and yeah, that's what I want.
And what about the trans community while we're doing
it? Oh, what about the trans community? Oh, okay. More safe spaces. actually, so far, I think the best thing that came out was that Auckland University is funding name changes for trans students at their university. And I thought that was awesome. And I was like, why didn't you tell me this a year ago? Because I would have gone there and you could have paid for my name change. could have saved $300. But that's amazing, and I think really what I want as well within the trans community, or just for trans people, is that I would like our surgeries not to be seen as cosmetic within New Zealand, and to be funded. Like, it's not that hard to save lives, you know? And, yeah.
Do you want to say a little bit more about what the situation's like at the moment?
Well, basically, the only way to get top surgery or bottom surgery is you either have to come out and fund, go fund yourself or whatever, and write an entire essay about who you are and why people should give you money, but that's coming out. You need to either get a grant, and those grants go, I believe, once every 2 years to two people. And that's only for one surgery. And, or you can either take out a medical loan or a loan from the bank and then be in debt for a very long time. Or you can just wait. Or you need to, or you've already got the money. So that's, and either way, it's still seen as cosmetic, and that's why you can't really fund it. And yeah, that's really the only way that you can get surgeries right now. And it is pretty expensive. It is very, very expensive. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it's a really inaccessible, and kind of the government not really taking it seriously as like a thing people need for like health.
Yeah, I would like that. That'd be amazing.
What about like access to hormones and things like that? Do you think that's good, or has your journey with that stuff been?
My journey with hormones has actually been quite an easy one, which was very new to me. I have been on hormones for about 7 months now, and I think all I basically did was I went to my doctor and told them that I wanted to start it, and they basically sent a letter to the endocrinologist in Wellington, and they set up a interview with them 5 months down the track. Had an interview with them, they took a blood test, and then I was on shots in a week.
What if you could give a message to, I guess a younger you, like a takatapui trans man in their teens.
Okay.
What would it be?
Oh, God. It definitely would be stay strong. Because I think, and learn patience, because you will learn patience. I think over the past four or five years, I've learnt so much patience. Like, your parents, they mean a lot to you, but it's best just to give it time. And time could be 10 years, time could be 7 years, time could be 2, but you will get through this. And, yep. Kia kā.
Nice. And what's your favourite thing about being queer and trans and takatāpui?
My favourite thing about being queer is the people. If I wasn't queer, I wouldn't have met the most amazing people in the entire world, so...